do whatever he wanted, right, which is the way any moderator should try to do. And he successfully set the stage that way. Foreign policy is going to come up. Yeah. Earlier today, I actually sat down with the CIA director, John Brennan, and we talked about a whole lot of things about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, but one of them was Vladimir Putin. And here's what he said, and I want to get your reaction, what you think this is going to play in the debate tonight. Here's the CIA director.
Donald Trump has said plenty of positive things about Vladimir Putin again and again. Here are some.
I think I'd get along very well with Vladimir Putin.
Putin is a nicer person than I am.
I like him because he called me a genius.
If he says great things about me, I'm going to say great things about him.
What's your reaction when you hear that?
Well, as the director of CIA, I don't involve myself in campaign politics. I will say, though, that when I look at Russia right now, we know that Mr. Putin has been very aggressive on the foreign policy front, but also very aggressive in the cyber realm. And we know that the Russians are very active in that area. They have done some things in the past years to try to affect certain elections in different countries. So I think what we have to be very wary of what the Russians may be doing. I think we have to be very careful about believing some of the things that they say publicly or disavowing any types of activities that they may be engaged in. Russia is an adversary in a number of areas. Yep. And as the CIA director...
And that's the word you'd use, adversary.
Well, yes. When I look at what's going on in Syria right now, I am very, very... annoyed and frustrated that the Russians have not been following through on their commitments to apply pressure on the Syrian regime to stop its horrific bombing of innocent men, women, and children in places like Aleppo. And Russia has said things publicly that I don't think they have followed through on privately. So there are a lot of things about Russia that I think this administration and next administration need to focus on, because they're not trying to pursue these objectives as a way to enhance U.S. national security interests.
So he called Russia an adversary. That's the word that he would use. Certainly not a word Donald Trump has used. And then he also, in our conversation, continued to say he did expect that, wouldn't be surprised at all if something happened in October that would be very relevant and perhaps impactful to this election in terms of leaks by parties who want to influence the outcome.
Well, we've already seen that. I mean, we've already, the administration has already said that they believe that the Russians are behind tapping into the DNC emails, et cetera. And so that doesn't surprise me. The fact that he says it is important because he is the CIA director. And then I think this evening that'll be raised. Hillary Clinton is going to raise Donald Trump's bromance with Vladimir Putin. There's no doubt about it. And Vladimir Putin has an 85% or 90% unpopularity rating in this country. So I think that's terra firma for her.